Callum, did you think the goal would ever come?
Yes. Yes. That is when I've come after games against Curzon, Telford, Alfreton, Gloucester, to some extent at home, and been really disappointed by the result, been well aware that the performance wasn't what we wanted it to be. That is why those late goals were important, because it builds belief that that will always happen. So yes, I did. If we had not won that game today, it would have been a travesty. We knew we had to improve at home. I think we've been improving at home, with the exception of the Alfreton game. But we were okay against Spennymoor, really poor against Alfreton, but we're all right against Curzon. Talked about balance. I thought we came out and we were fantastic as to how we've not scored in the first half. So yes, I did believe, and that will look like we've nicked it at the end. No, we haven't. If it was a boxing match, it would have been stopped after the third round. Facts.
90% of the play, I don't think anybody would argue against that. And you did have your chances. You really did have your chances, didn't you?
I thought, look, analyse, we've looked and gone, what's worked for us at home and what hasn't. I've felt in all the home games to this point, and I stand by us improving, but not at the rate that we would like. We've had control, arguably too much control, and it's been too based around pattern and too based around structure. We wanted to make sure today we had forward players on the pitch, that when we're not necessarily in a phase of the game that is real control and built up and necessarily what you might work through, you pose a threat. And we were to do that. We've also seen a trend in teams have come here. We knew they were going to be a 5, a 4 and a 1, and they were slightly more advanced. They kept the 2 high at times.
I think it was 5 and 5 at some point.
We had to make sure we could get around the sides of them. We're very, very good at playing through. That's dried up for us. I think the bravest thing you've got to do in your coaching and managing is looking and go, well, that's not working for us. Let's not just flog it. So we did that, and we were able to get real width on the pitch and get down the sides. But should have done that earlier, shouldn't we? Should have done that all season. No, this is the phase and this is the moment we're in. The fact we haven't scored in the first half, I can't explain. And I don't think you could stand any Premier League manager on Match of the Day later on and talk around how we not scored. It was one of those days. So really, really clear. We've not nicked that at the end of the game. You said 90%, I'd say 95%. Harry Tyra touched the ball 4 times in the first half. In the second half, I didn't think we were as on top. Thought the wind picks up, and I thought Boston, you could tell with their changes, they wanted it to be a 20-minute game at the end of the game. Bring Wright off the bench, almost be a little bit more proactive with the subs. But yes, if we had not won the game, I'd be coming to you very disappointed, delighted with the performance. Another clean sheet. I talked around that's important. We were built on that early in the season. And look, it's approaching business end of the season, and we've got to be chuffed with that.
And you're making a habit of late goals.
It's the sign of a good team. I've got no doubt that you'll have those. You know those miserable people? Left that late. Should have scored earlier. You know those really happy people? No, it was brilliant. It was a brilliant way to... I wasn't going to say you're one of them, don't worry. You can understand that. Winning a game late, it's a brilliant feeling, but we really did deserve it today. Look, we're in a position now, we've got 15 games remaining. We talked about the situation we're in. I'm under no illusions where Chester Football Club should be, and I've said it a lot, but you can't just click your fingers and go, we should be in the playoffs because we used to be in the Football League and we used to be in the division above. They are the realities. We're coming from position of being 16th. We wanted to improve. We've got more points than we had last season. We've now got 15 games where we can obtain a playoff position, and that's massive. I don't know where I'm really comfortable, and please don't mistake this for arrogance, is at a different club, at a different level, I was in this position 12 months ago. So I totally understand what's required, and it is performances on the pitch, the ability to grind results out, moments like that that generate unity, and we need everyone. We need every single player on the pitch, who's on the bench, in the stand, around the group, supporters, that togetherness that we talked about in July. Now's the time you show that. In February, in March, in April, business end.
And 2 victories on the spin.
It feels really nice, doesn't it, after about 18 without.
More draws than IKEA, yeah.
But not getting carried away. So when I came to you, it's tough when you're not winning games and you try and be really honest, but you're never going to be critical of people publicly. We just had that spell in a season. I think it's a testament to the lads that we picked up 6 points or so in that 7 games without a win. And there's plenty of teams that in their sticky spell, you can't get a point. So we've looked and we've worked hard at what we need to be better at. I felt we improved in the Spennymoor game. I felt we'd been improving at home. Some stuff's not worked for us. That's football. And the ability to be brave enough from the players' point of view. And I think they're the overriding emotions for me. Last week, really proud of the players, and it was brilliant and brilliant for the club. I'm really pleased for them tonight, because look, talk about an honest bunch. See Charlie Caton when he comes on and has chased the entire Boston team down. That is a lad that will be disappointed he's not in the team. You look at the performances, starting 11 individuals, but that characteristic as to what we are as a team, that is something you can get behind. So I'm really, really pleased for them because they worked very, very hard all week, but pleased for our supporters as well, who I understand being frustrated by our home form. I really, really do. You can quote me on that. I look at the numbers that's, and they stuck with the team. And why do you stick with your team? Because that wasn't out of nothing at the end. That was football games are 90 plus. You can win it whenever you want.
And you go for a third game, a third win on the spin at Gloucester on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying not to get too carried away, because what this spell is going to be is Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday. We aren't going to win all eight games. I hope we do. We're going to try to. But we aren't going to be in that position where sometimes I'm going to have to come and I'm going to have to speak and be disappointed with a result or disappointed with a performance. But there can be no hangover because we're going again on Tuesday. The players deserve massive credit because they've added an extra day onto their training schedule during that period. That's not something instructed from the staff. That is players' really strong leadership group to say, no, we need these. We need to be right. I don't think this spell will be season-defining, but it'll have a big say. So I'm trying to be really consistent and stable that when we're good today, be really, really pleased. But I am thinking about Gloucester now. And if it's disappointing on Tuesday night, we've got to make sure that there isn't an inquest in this or that or the other. We've got to be ready to go to Bradford on a Saturday. And the ability to do that, if we're like that for those 15 games, then imagine what it'll be like.
And you go from football on grass at the Diva today to football on a 3G, 4G, whatever they call them these days. Is your planning any different for playing on a 4G pitch?
I think if you'd have asked me that question, or if you'd have asked the manager of Chester Football Club that question 3, 4, 5 seasons ago, I think it's probably more of an abnormality. Whereas now we train on it every day. Mm. We'll have a number of players that have probably played more games on artificial surfaces, you know, through the development. Mm. There's two lads I'm really excited to put out on the pitch on Tuesday that can be some of the greatest footballers in Europe on an artificial pitch. I'm doing that thing where I exaggerate again because I'm quite pleased.
No, sure.
And we'll be able to make changes. But what we're going to be on Tuesday night, We've already planned, and I think that's the bravest thing. We're living it heart and soul. I shouldn't do that when we score in the 95th minute. I know I'll get told off for that. We're genuine. We're authentic. Players, staff, group. We want this. We want this for the football club. The idea of turning things around from last season into a playoff campaign. So the planning is underway, and we are immersed in it. Sundays aren't Sunday. They are match day minus two. It's going to be like for a month. That's everyone, absolute commitment. When it's not right, it'll still be absolute commitment. When it's not perfect, I know we've not been perfect here. I don't know we are perfect today, but I tell you what, I thought we were good. And I thought we were very, very good value for what was 1-0, right to death. It could have been certainly more than that in the first half.
What a way to end. Callum, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, man.